Rabotai, just a few laws regarding the Kaddishim. Called Kaddish in the Ben Ish Chai is in Parashat Vayichi, Shana Rishona. So the first deen is the deen of Kaddish Tefaso Me'omer. And if the person got caught standing when they were saying the Kaddish, happens, for example, the Kaddish after a Hallel, the people are standing usually when they're saying the Hallel, and right away is a Tetkabal, so you're standing already. So therefore you're not allowed to sit. The misunderstanding of many people is that they have to stand until the Hazan gets the Hatzi Kaddish. That's a mistake. Ben Ish Chai clearly writes that Yisha'er Omed Ad Achar Aniyat Amen Yehesh Shemer Abba Kula. After you answer Yehesh Shemer Abba, the 28 words, Nabinam Ba'alma, then you're allowed to go back and sit. Happens with these sometimes when they're saying the Kaddish and you're sitting, which is okay, but that's an old man walks by, a rabbi walks by, and you have to stand. So that's considered now Kaddish Tepaso Me'omet, because you're standing now. So you'd have to wait until you'd answer the end of the Kaddish. Hashem Shasarik Le'ezer Me'beracha Shena Sarikha, Kach Yizet Shlul Le'harbot Le'Kaddishim. Why you shouldn't say extra Kaddishim without reason? The minhag is that when you read Torah Shebichtav, for example, you read Tehillim, Arayat, they read the Tehillim, the custom is after Tehillim, which or a piece of Tanakh, it would say Kaddish Yehesh Shalamah, Torah Sheba'al Peh, which is from the rabbis, the Kaddish of the Hachamim, of the Gemara, so you would say Kaddish Al Yisrael. Now that's not considered Marbe B'Kaddishim. That's considered a legitimate reason. Furthermore, Kishem She'asu La'avor Lefnei HaMetpalev, just like you're not allowed to walk by somebody that's praying the Amidah, you can't walk by a person that's saying the Kaddish. But again, once you get to the second part of the Kaddish, for example, Al Yisrael, Shari, permissible. V'chein anachnu nohagim. Last but not least, the Ben Ish Chai writes that Nyan the Kaddish, what its value is for the niftarim. So the halakha yudan katab agon chida, the pi mash katab rabbeinu ari that Kaddish mo'el gam ken ha'alot neshmato. Very interesting. So it has the ability to elevate neshamot. The esh yomar Kaddish kol shenem asar chodesh, ela nufnei ha'amon yefchid shavu acharon. כמו שכתב עליו כנסת גדולה, כמן אחד שלא יאמרו משפט בשם והינם שנים עשר חודש. So the custom that they have is that no, I didn't prefer to say Kaddish for a year, he doesn't say for the complete year. The reason being is, משפט לשעים בגהינם is Yud Bet Chodesh. So they don't want to say that, oh, the Niftar needed 12 months of Kaddish to get him out of Gehinnam, because he got the full measure. So they stop. The custom in the community is to stop in the beginning of the 11th month. They stop for 1 week, and that shows they broke it. And then after that, they go back and they return to Kaddish. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah brought down in Siman Nun Vav that if you have a choice to answer Kaddish or Nakdishach, cases like that would be, for example, you're at the Kotel Ma'aravi, and there's outdoor minyanim, and you're hearing multiple things going on at the same time. So from one ear you hear them saying a Kaddish, and another ear you hear them saying Nakdishach. In that case, Kaddish goes over Nakdishach, and you would answer the Kaddish instead.